Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everyone. Glad to have you with us as we are each and every week. Don, good to have you here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Wow, a couple weeks, 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah. I know.
I'm baffled.
It's like
he
likes us again or something.
I don't know. He just likes to hang out with somebody that'll talk to him.
You guys.
Ava, good to have you here,
hey,
as
I'm
always.
Hey, I'm nice to you.
I know you are.
He's the one that's a bully.
He's a problem.
Turnabout's fair play. Anyway, speaking of which, hey, we have got a jam-packed show, you guys. We're going to be talking a little bit about some new regulations coming into play, but primarily the show today, we've got some new technology out coming in from Lowrance Electronics. Chris Meyer is going to be on board. He just got back from Erie. We'll talk a little bit about Erie as well. Big fish being caught out there. And you're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned. Coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Hello, Donald.
Hello.
Ava?
I'm here.
I'm here.
Every week.
Every week. So
I get
am
a gold star for every week.
Wow. You're pretty consistent.
Pretty darn consistent.
I got too many other things that sometimes get in the way, unfortunately.
That's okay.
We noticed.
He's very important.
Well, I can keep things in, I'm not worried about it because they're in good hands when I'm gone.
There you go.
And I listen.
There
by the way.
You go.
Wow!
That was
all the nice things. All the nice things you say about me. When
you
I'm
don't
gone.
Listen every week.
That was a very nice compliment. Let's just take it.
We're taking it.
Yeah, I would.
Because I'm just waiting for the other side of the coin to flip, and sometime it's going to happen. Yeah, it's coming. See, that's why I'm not willing to throw that out there, Ava. You're too easy on that side of it.
Oh man!
I know it's a little bit crazy. So, Don.
Yes.
This week I was able to get on the river. In here, down here in Red Wing, Minnesota.
Yeah, good.
And, you know, people come down here and they see the parking lot is full of cars. The spring fishing is on since nothing else is open in Minnesota. Wherever you're at, whether it's Erie, we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show with Chris Meyer from Lowrance. He'll be on a great show. Looking forward to having him there. But a lot of people, they're like, oh, it's so crowded. I can't go where I want to go. It's spring. All the fish are in one spot. No, they're not. They're not. You'll find fish that are spread out through a fishery. Red Wing is no different. You go to the dam, you find 200 people stacked on top of people. And the big thing is, don't go always where those people are. You may find that the fish are pushed off into a different area. In this case, let's talk at the spillway or the dam. And you simply slide back, vertical jig it, look at the fish, see if you're seeing on your graph, and move accordingly. Make a couple, three, four passes, and move on from there. But hit the slack water areas. Hit the areas where there's eddies, where there's points coming out, and you're going to find, as we did on this week, the big females are there, and there's still some pre-spawn at this time, Don. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is a big deal because you can have some great fun. We had a bunch of fish between 25 and 27 inches, and we were targeting primarily big fish, and we got them on my favorite method, jigs.
Yeah.
Pitching jigs and some that were almost vertical jigging, but some live bait works as well. the creek chubs. If you have creek chubs, you can get those as well. Pulling a three-way rig and just kind of really moving slow off these points where these females pull in traditional points. And it was a blast.
I just recall here, last week or the week before, we had Chris Winchester on, who mm-hmm. guides on our Mississippi River here, and he made that same comment that he usually avoids the crowd. And he's guiding people, and I've seen his Facebook page, and he has usually a really good success rate himself for his guests. This spring's been no different. And he usually isn't piling up with the rest of the boats. So.
Yeah. And one of the things, too, is we didn't have a lot of water that would have pushed the fish generally as well as the bait up in the river. And I think a lot of fish have spawned down in the lake. So I think the push that we normally would experience has not happened up in the river as much towards the dam area. And it's given us some really good opportunities to get some of those other big fish, the big females, down in the lake. And you know, when you catch them, throw them back. You can keep one over 20 inches, but 25 incher, it's not in the river. You don't want to eat it. Throw it back, let it grow up. But more importantly, let it spawn and let that strain continue. And it's been a great thing for the river having that one per person over 20 and three under. It really has helped. Or you can get four under. That's fine too. But it was a blast getting back out there. And I don't know. It's just not. There's something about jig fishing that I absolutely love. And you know, it's if you're a rookie at jig fishing, one of the big things that always comes up when I do seminars, it always comes up about techniques for jig fishing. And there's so many different techniques, John. Yeah, I mean, you've got vertical jigging. An important piece of that is boat handling, making sure the boat is letting that jig stay perfectly vertical. If you're pulling it one way or the other, it's not as effective as vertical jigging and really keeping that line vertical. So boat handling is key for that jigging. You've got pitching jigs. You're pitching them up to a shoreline structure and envisioning what that shoreline structure is. And do not be afraid of setting the hook, because the biggest line for me, hook sets are free. Set it all you want. As you get more experienced, you'll understand that little doink that you feel.
Yeah, that tick.
Yep. And the other thing, too, is don't forget, in a river situation or a lake situation, dragging jigs is big too. Let the wind drag the jig on the bottom. Sometimes in sand areas, they're going to want to be presented that way. So vary up your technique. Be comfortable with that. Go out and have some fun. And don't forget, the river hair jigs are a good method to do that. Deer hair are very effective.
You're hearing more and more of that.
Yeah, it's unfortunately.
Yes.
People are catching up on it. Well, tell you what, we are to have Chris Meyer. He's going to be joining us from Lowrance. And he's going to fill us in on all the cool new stuff that's coming. But really, talk about Erie as well. He got to spend some time out there, and we could talk about that kind of thing. And all a bunch of other stuff, totally entertainment, and it's going to be fun for everybody. Hang tight. Be right back. Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. We always like to have you check us out in two different places. Ava, where's the number one place?
I would say thevalleyoutdoors.com.
And Don?
I suppose Facebook.
Yeah, I suppose
those
that
are
too.
The only That's two the places. And yep. Right here.
Yep, and right
on
here.
Your radio.
Yeah, you were correct. You can look at all the past shows as well. I should say listen to. You're not going to look at them. It's radio.
Well, you could read them a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, hang tight for that, because you guys got to check it out. The maps are awesome as well. Anything you're looking at that's going on around your territory, punch it up on the national map, and they're going to tell you what's going on. Don got that underway, and that was pretty cool.
Yep.
That was very, very cool.
And also note, if you miss a show, you can always catch up by listening to it online on our website.
Exactly. We have a slew of them. How many do you
many
think
years.
There are?
Years and years and years. Been doing it over 10.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
10 years. Huh. That's what they say 10 years about, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of exciting, I was happy to be able to get this gentleman on. I've known him for many, many years through various different roles that I've had, and he's been with the Rants forever. And Chris Meyer, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Do me a favor, Ava, would you list off what is his actual title?
Yes. Senior Regional Sales Manager, so big wig.
He's a poobah. He does everything. The Grand Poobah. He does all of the boat builder sales across the United States and Canada. And, I've had many conversations with him recently and happy to be back in the fold with Lowrance, just mounting those new units, the Elite 12 FSs on the brand-new Vexus. So I'm super happy to go down that road with you, Chris. And you've got a lot of cool stuff coming and super exciting with the bow mounts as well as some other units. And really, when people look at how they can have more fun in the water and catch more fish, one of those ways, you don't have to necessarily get a new boat to do it, but you can upgrade your electronics and do it at a pretty affordable cost to make that time on the water better with what all the advancements in electronics have come out down the past couple of years, especially this year with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, you look at your previous life, you know, the repower options, especially when boats get to be kind of pricey, and you know, there's a more affordable option to make your current boat a little bit nicer, and you know, put some new electronics on there, and you know, if you can see the fish, you can catch them.
Yeah, and you and I, when we talked at the sports show, you know, we talked a lot about different levels of electronics and some cool things that you guys have that have come out this year, and you know, I think the number one piece of any electronics, Don, and you and I have talked about it for years, the biggest thing for people that when they want to upgrade, the first thing they think is, I'm not going to understand how to run this thing, right?
That's true.
The complication or the difficulty in trying to understand how to run it, it's like, I don't know how to do any of this, but you guys at Lowrance have taken it to a whole nother level with the simplicity aspect. Tell us a little bit about that, Chris.
I mean, the units are pretty much turn it on, let it do its thing. You know, they are smarter than you. They can make adjustments faster than you. You know, the auto settings previously in, you know, our old LCX LMS platforms were, you know, there's a lot more user involvement, similar to, you know, side scan and forward facing sonar. You know, there's adjustments that you can make to make it better. But years back in my previous roles, we've spent a lot of time getting sonar logs and kind of making automatic sonar as far as sensitivity and all that, and making the changes in various water depths and what should that ideal setting be. Like, we spent over 18 months going through and validating different sonar logs from all over the country and really kind of putting together a perfect, you know, 2D sonar. We've done the same thing with side scan, you know, the auto contrast and all that. When you go from shallow to deep, instead of having to change it to, you know, get the picture you like, the units actually do a really good job of that on their own, where you don't really have to touch it. Now, if you want to, you can quote-unquote dial it in better and get a better picture for the lake that you're on. But overall, if you're hopping from lake to lake, state to state, the auto modes are pretty good. You know, it's like auto trim in an outboard, right?
Yep.
Like, everyone thinks they can trim an outboard, but you know, those auto trim settings across the engine manufacturers are really good. And once you actually just sit there and not trim your boat for a whole summer, it does a great job. I mean, I haven't trimmed my boat other than putting it on the trailer, you know, in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years. So,
well, it makes it easier for the user to be very effective and do what they do rather than being that. Because a lot of times people get that anxiety when they get in the boat or they want to buy a new graph and they're like, I'm not going to be able to take advantage of anything that's in it. And they're like, I'm good with where I'm at. Whereas it can make a major difference in what you're catching and what you're seeing to say, I'm going to spend time here because I think there's fish, but I'm not sure if I see them, as opposed to you side scan a spot like we did this week and you look at the spot, you're not seeing fish. Well, you're not spending time. All of us never have enough time to go fishing. But really,
that's the truth.
Exactly right. We're going to get to talking a little bit eerie in a minute. But the funny part about it is, if we can take that time that you do have, make it more effective, and that's what the new units have done. And it's such an accelerated level in the last 2 to 3 years. And what you guys have incorporated into the units, and it's not just the electronic side of it; it's also the bow mount trolling motors. But you know. The Eagle Eye, I brought it up. The Eagle Eye is a prime example of that. Give us an idea what that's about. I want to get more in depth on that.
I mean, you take and look at, you know, forward-facing sonars, you know, all the rage, right? Every tournament's being won, use a forward-facing sonar, and you have patience and want to sit and fish for a single fish and wait till he bites. You know, forward-facing sonar is great. It's always been, you know, pretty much a premium product. I mean, you're going to spend $3,000-$4,000 to get into it, depending on display size. But we took basically our same crystals set that we use in Active Target 2, made a single array instead of using three arrays, and put it into a 9-inch standalone, no frills unit, and it can retail $1,000. So it makes, you know, forward facing sonar, you know, affordable for the masses. So, you know, I mean, it wasn't long ago. I mean, $1,000 unit bought you, a 7-inch display that did charts and 2D sonar. Now we have a 9-inch display for $1,000 that does charting with all embedded charts. So you don't really have to buy a map card to go in it. It has your 2D sonar. It has your forward-facing sonar. It does not do side scan on that Eagle Eye 9. It was kind of one or the other. So,
yep.
You know, for $1,000, you know, for it's a perfect ice fishing unit. You know, I like to use forward facing sonar when I have my kids out on the water, or go chase panfish and stuff. You know, they can turn the pole around and see where the fish are at and cast over to them and catch a couple fish. And if they're not big enough, we let them go to catch them again. And,
yep.
And it keeps them entertained in the boat as well, you know, because we can go fishing for a couple hours with, you know, 8, 9, and 11-year-old that, you know, are pretty good at casting and pretty good at actually reading the sonar. And I mean, so far as they go out fishing with my dad, they kind of show him how to run the stuff, you know, and he's what, 71 years old now, 72 this summer. So, I mean, my kids are kind of teaching him like, hey, this is how this works, you know, and it's just, it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch how everyone can learn and understand and use it to catch more fish.
Well, and I think, Chris, the take is there's obviously been so many different controversies about the forward-facing sonar. And I think in the approach that you just talked about, I think that's a valid piece of how to really get kids involved in the outdoors. It ties them into a video, but not a video, and it gets them on the water, so you're actually able to spend time together. So it's kind of the technology drawing the kids into the environment and the outdoor world, which is pretty cool. I like that idea.
It is. I mean, it's better than them sitting on an iPad or I'm bored. You know, if you get them interactive with it, you know, I mean, it's no different than, you know, when we were kids, we looked at flashers and we didn't understand it because we were kids.
What's that but, line you know, on there? What's that
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you know, and then they went to ones that had different colored dots. And we're like, oh, hey, there's a red dot there. You know, that's a fish. I think one of those old hummingbird LCDs.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know,
like, nope.
The red dot, you know, fish indicator. You know, I mean, I remember I was looking, I'm like, oh, there's got to be a fish there. You know, it was probably a weed, but, you know, at least it showed something, right?
So we always like to put the fish icons on there,
your
right?
Interest and, you know, now you can actually watch the fish swim.
It's exactly right. It's exactly right. Well, all right. So let's jump into one of the other things that's super exciting is the Recon. I've been waiting for the Recon to come out in the 72-inch shaft length for the bigger boats, but you've got them in all the other sizes for these things. The brushless motors are really a big thing now. They're reducing the battery use. They're quiet. The power is definitely there, and the usage, obviously, if people are going to use lithium, it really works well with that at the same time. Tell everybody about the Recon. It's a new bomb mount you guys have had out, but you've got the longer shaft, but it really is a big thing for no matter what size boat you're looking for. And again, repower to better control your boat is a big thing too.
Yeah, Recon has been like a 4-year project. I kind of got started with it when it originally got, you know, kicked off, because it is a, you know, an upper Midwest multi-species type motor, where our guys that were, you know, the product managers of the product are all, you know, Bass South guys. You know, they're a ghost motor cable steer guys, right? Like, they're Southern boys. You know, the ice is for drinks, not for fishing. So,
there you go.
So we spent a lot of time on it, and it's a really good motor. I really like Ghost, the brushless, you know, just the efficiency of being able to fish 3-4 days on a charge.
Yep.
And I use cheap batteries because, well, you know, 90% of the consumers out there use cheap batteries, and I want to tell them, hey, this is the
yep.
expectant runtime you should be able to get out of these. But, you know, the joystick remote is geared at guys that fish up here. You know, like 66% of people fish at the back of the boat. Same thing with the foot pedal. The foot pedal is a heel to toe steering, just like cable steer, but I can use it wirelessly at the back of the boat, and I don't have to look at the front of the boat to know what direction I'm going with the foot feet. It's just like driving a cable steer motor. So if I want to stand on the back of the boat and cast for muskies or smallmouth on Mille Lacs when it's windy out, I can stand at the back of the boat and not get beat up in the front. You know, the remote itself, the joystick, I can point at the direction I want to go when I'm fishing. You know, I don't have to look through the 3 or 4 guys that are standing in front of me to see, is the motor pointing the way I want it to go? I can do that all with the joystick, which is pretty handy. You know, I fish at the back of the boat. Hey, there's a boat to your, you know, a boat to your right. I can just push it at a 45 degrees off to the left, and
yep.
it's just going to go there, right? And I don't have to look up, and I don't have to pay attention, like, okay, hey, it turned enough. Like, it goes where I want it to go, and it's easy. It's, you know, no external heading sensor needs to be put in there. It's, you know, just mount it, plug it into the you know, your power socket up on the front, or hardwire it. If you're going to do a socket, you're probably going to have to change them out, especially on older boats. They don't
right.
have a high enough amperage plug on the front, so you
right.
definitely want to probably change that out on there. But straight plug and play NEMA 2000 standard, you know, HDI transducer, interchangeable nose cone. So, hey, you decide you want to add side scan later. We made it so you don't have to buy a whole nother trolling motor, a whole nother, you know, the dealer to have to carry a whole nother SKU. You can just buy that nose cone and bolt it and
that's
put the new
cool.
one on, and you're done. Like, it's pretty simple.
That's super cool. Yeah. That's a big difference in what's been out there before. I like that a lot. I think the ability to run it and be quiet as well is a big thing too. And you guys done a great job with all of those pieces and parts. And of course, you're going to check it out on our website. We'll have a link to the Lowrance website. You can check that out. Now, important as well across the board is that anytime I like to, you deal with people, you like to make sure that they understand and they've developed the product based on actual fishing knowledge and understanding of what fishermen go through on a daily basis. You were out to Erie. Let's talk quick. Lake Erie. How much fun was that?
It's one of my favorite trips of the year, between that and Devil's Lake. I mean, they're two of my favorite places to go fishing. But Erie's fun. Erie's unlike anything that you will ever fish, especially in April, May, when the big fish are either pre-spawn or just finished spawning. You know, 6, 7, 8, 9 pound average every day, 6 fish a day every day, as long as you're there and can fish. We take a week and we hope we get to fish 4 or 5 days, because the wind can chase you around a little bit.
And turn into chocolate milk.
The water
well.
Gets dirty and stuff like that, you know. But I mean, when you take, you know, 4, 5, even 6 guys in a boat, like we had one day out there, because we had a buddy that had boat problems. But when you go out there and just, you know, net fish and catch fish, you know, in a short order. And, you know, they're all big and you're running multiple lines. You know, if you can run three aside, you can run seven aside, right?
So. And you're running bandits and reef runners, basically, right?
Yeah, mainly bandits. It seems like out there, I mean, any of the Great Lakes, right? Like certain times of the year, it seems like certain baits do a lot better.
It transitions, and then it goes over to crawler harnesses later in the year.
It kind of skips around, but yeah, bandits are kind of the staple out there. It seems like, you know, I mean, from standard color to custom colors. And before you know it, you have 300 baits in boxes and.
I know the deal. Well, and you know, Chris, the fun part is you are involved with Lowrance. You are involved with the development of the product. You're a user. You get out there and use the product. You enjoy fishing, and it's part of what you do. And that's really what goes into to Lowrance units, especially in this area. So really cool. And we're going to have to run. Time goes fast when you're having fun. But sure, we appreciate it. And we're going to talk a little bit later in the year. We're going to talk a little bit about autopilot for some of you guys that want to run out in Lake Michigan and do some other things too. But we're going to touch base with that later. But again, Chris, thanks so much for taking the time with us. You can find a link for Lowrance.com on thevalleyoutdoors.com and click and head on over to Lowrance. Again, Chris, thanks for the time, knowledge, and fun. We certainly appreciate that. So
thank you guys.
All right. And that wraps it up for us today. And we obviously love to have you guys with us and check us out next week on the Valley Outdoors. Thanks for Don, Ava, and myself, and we are out.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.